Stelling poll, top news reader Alistair Stewart fired for quoting racist Shakespeare. By James Stelling poll on January 30, 2020. One of Britain's most popular and respected newsreaders has been sacked after using on Twitter a Shakespeare quotation that a black activist complained was racist. Alistair Stewart, who had been a newsreader at Independent Television News, ITN, for 40 years, was engaged in a Twitter debate with a vexatious non-entity called Martin Chapland, a former Liberal Democrat activist of no known distinction. Stewart responded to one of Chapland's sallies with a quotation from Shakespeare's Measure for Measure. But man, proud man. Dressed in a little brief authority. Most ignorant of what he is most assured. His glassy essence, like an angry ape. Plays such fantastic tricks before high heaven. As make the angels weep. Chapland sees the opportunity take offense. Brand Stewart's tweet racist, and get the newsreader sacked. ITN claimed that Stewart was stepping down following errors of judgment in Alistair's use of social media which breached ITN's editorial guidelines. But this has been widely seen as a massive overreaction, especially since it has emerged that Chapland is a professional malcontent with a track record of tweeting race-baiting remarks of a far more offensive nature than Stewart's innocuous Shakespeare quotation. It has also emerged that Stewart has used the quotation on Twitter before, in response to a person who wasn't black, so the idea that he was using it to Chapland with racist intent is self-evidently nonsense. What's extraordinary is that a major institution like ITN, Britain's second largest and longest-standing news organization after the BBC, was prepared to sack its most popular newsreader, a household name, on the cry bullying say-so of some random person on Twitter brandishing his skin color as a form of licensed victimhood. The massive upswell of support for Alistair Stewart suggests that ITN has made a grievous and embarrassing misjudgment. The public mood on the tyranny of woke is changing rapidly. People have had enough of corporations brutally enforcing politically correct codes which hardly any normal person actually believes in. This final point by Simon Evans too is well made. Our MSM, including conservative newspapers which ought to know better, has done far too much to foment this identity politics cancel culture, and far too little to defend the ordinary decent people who are being destroyed by it.